Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things that most of us are taught from a very early age is always to take good care of and to be very careful with things that don't belong to us but actually belong to someone else. When you're a little child and you're going over to someone else's house, and they have a lot of knickknacks on their shelves, your mother is quick to tell you to be careful because those things don't belong to us. When you go to the park and you play and you grab onto another child's push toy, your mom again tells you to be very careful because that's not yours. When you get a little bit older, then you perhaps borrow a friend's outfit, ladies. You are told probably by the person borrowing to return it in as good or better condition than how you borrowed it. From little on, we are instilled with this principle that we should always take very good care of those things that we use that actually belong to somebody else. And rightly so, because that's exactly how we want other people to treat our stuff that we loan to them also, right? I mean, it's pretty upsetting if you loan a friend your car and they return it with a ding in the fender. Or you loan your friend your blouse and she returns it with a stain on it. Or you let another child use your toy and they return it with a piece broken off of it. In fact, I don't think there's too many things that will make you want to stop loaning out your stuff quicker than when people don't take care of what you loan to them. And so we arrive at our text this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'd like to read again a few of Paul's words. He says, "Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside of his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." Paul reminds us here that our very bodies are on loan to us from God, that they don't belong to us, that they were bought at a price. And of course, that price was the blood of Jesus sacrificed on Calvary's cross. He redeemed us. He bought us back by laying down his life for us. And that's what I told the children before. Not only did he make us, but he redeemed us. He bought us back. And so we belong to him twice. Both times because he loves us so. Everything that we are, everything that we have, truly, ultimately belongs to him. And not only has he purchased us with his sacrifice, but he has also made his home in our hearts through the water and the word of holy baptism. So that in the sacrament of baptism, God puts his spirit into us and we become his temple. We're both the possession and the temple of God's Holy Spirit. And thus everything that we do with our bodies should bring honor and glory to him. Paul tells us that's why we're not to join our bodies with a prostitute. For we are then uniting that which belongs to Christ, in fact, that which is part of Christ, to a prostitute. Now hang on. The same is true as why we shouldn't smoke, why we shouldn't use recreational drugs, Why we shouldn't drink to excess. Why we shouldn't eat too much fat or sugar or salt. And the list goes on and on. Since these bodies don't belong to us, but have, in fact, been both created and purchased by God, we are to take the best care of these bodies that we possibly can, and to treat them with the utmost honor, dignity, and respect. But that is a foreign concept to many people, especially people in the world, isn't it? The big argument used that we hear all the time out in society these days, especially by those folks who are pro-choice, is that the woman should be allowed to do with her own body what she wants to do with it. The same argument is used by many young people, and I mean minors especially, who say to their parents, you know, it's their own body. I can get a tattoo if I want. Get my belly button pierced. Or we see a lot of young girls these days wanting to get their breasts enlarged. And their argument is, it's my body. I can do with it what I want. Well, that rationale may fly outside in the secular world. But that does not cut it for people who are part of the church. People who are a part of the body of Christ. People who are a new creation. Who have been bought and paid for. That means forgiven and saved by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Before I go on, I'm just going to say, because I know a lot of you probably heard me wrong, I didn't say you can't get a tattoo. I didn't say you can't do something to get your belly button pierced. I said the mentality is the wrong thinking. You can't say, this is my body, I can do with it whatever I want. There is no way of thinking like that for the Christian. You and I are not our own. We belong to God. And therefore we need to honor Him with everything that we do with our bodies. Any decision we make, whatever it is, we must first make with that in mind, that we belong to God. Now, how can I best honor Him with this body? So what does that look like in our day-to-day living? Most obviously, it means that we are to refrain from anything that contaminates, that pollutes, that disfigures, that desecrates, that denigrates, that dishonors our body. Don't join yourself sexually with anyone who isn't your spouse. Don't get drunk. Don't smoke. Don't cut yourself. Don't do drugs, even if they are legal. Just because something is legal does not mean that it's moral, nor that it's healthy, nor that it's good, right, or salutary. But honoring God with our body is more than simply refraining from certain activities. It also means that we are to engage in certain activities. It means that we eat right, that we get enough sleep, that we drink plenty of water, that we get regular exercise, that we go to the doctor and dentist appointments yearly or however often we need to keep up with our checkups, that we get preventive health screenings, get our blood pressure checked on a regular basis, and that we actually listen to the advice of our doctor about how to get healthier. But there's more. Honoring God with our body also means that we do some very direct things to bring glory to God. One of them is right here in His house. We use our body to come into His place to offer Him worship and praise. We use our bodies to serve others, to lend them a helping hand, to care for those who need caring for, to visit the sick, uplift the weak, protect the innocent, teach the young, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, etc. You see, in short, our body is to be an instrument of service for God. It's the conduit of His grace to the world. But if we don't take care of this, how can we ever then also take care of others? I'd like you to think for just a moment what you would do if you were working at a big company and the CEO of the company was going to be out of town for a week or two and he asked you to take care of his $200,000 Ferrari for the week. How would you treat it? How would you drive it? I see a couple of you smiling, young men, thinking, whoa, ha, ha, ha. Honestly, the CEO of your company? Would you race the engine, drag around town, squeal the tires, trash the interior? Or would you carefully drive it around town, park it off by itself where no one's going to get near it, and keep it as sparkling clean as possible? You are more valuable than any Ferrari. You were bought and you were paid for through the death of God's very own Son, Jesus. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. You belong to Him. Therefore, take the best care of your body that you possibly can. Use your body as an instrument to honor and to glorify God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.